This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Alive Again. My name is Brett Atwater. I'm the host of this show, and today we have Joy with us, and Joy is going to talk about how pets can protect you when they're on the other side. And you're going, what do you mean by that? Well, a pet spirit can protect you on the other side. I remember when Friend was on the other side. That's Friend number one. I was going somewhere, and all of a sudden, I heard him bark, and it stopped me. And I said, that's Friend. I hear him bark. And he kept barking. And, you know, as a mom, your heart knows intuitively that that's your pet, except he was on the other side, but I heard his bark clearly. And yes, pets on the other side can maneuver the electromagnetics of sound so that you can hear them bark or you can hear them purr, in case you're asking that. And so when he barked, I stopped and I knew, don't go in there. Don't go in there. And so I didn't. And later I found out that there was some illicit activity going on in that building and it was something that I shouldn't be participating in. And he had barked enough to stop me outside. And intuitively, I knew, nope, that won't be the right thing to do. So today, Joy is going to share with us some of her examples. And she's going to give an example of how her dog, Trig, protected her first on the earth side so that when he was in transition, she knew it was him. How are you today, Joy?
Hi, Brent. I'm good. Thank you.
So tell us about Trig and tell us who he is and how he protected you from the other side.
Okay, Trig is my black lab that transitioned in 2017, and he was always kind of a protector to me in many situations. We were living in Florida. Here's one example. We were living in Florida, and as you know, there's a lot of alligators, and we always walked by this pond. It was Trig's favorite pond, and one day, right as we approached the pond, Trig pulled me around. He weighed more than I did, so it was easy for him to turn our direction around and take me where he wanted to go versus where I tried to go. But all of a sudden, he pulled me around and went as fast as he could, dragging me back to the house. And later that day, I realized there was a huge alligator in that pond that actually had snapped at a kid that was by the water. That's when I realized that Trig left his favorite walk on purpose to take, you know, for my safety, to get me away from there. And that was just one of the ways he protected me so many times, whether it was from a man trying to get in the car at the stoplight or another man at a gas station. But there was also two times in my car wreck that he protected me. Once was in when I was driving. And another time, in another car with someone else, he let me know he was there, and I'd like to speak about that, too, if we have time.
Okay. So, what we're going to hear after the break is how being already transitioned and being in a pet spirit form, how Trig helped Joy. Let's stop a minute and thankful for our sponsors.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back, and we want to thank Mark at Pet Life Radio, who has grown this station just beyond words and has done a wonderful job on iHeartRadio. So y'all, stay tuned. Look at where we are, and you can find us everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. So if you can't say, I can't find you, because Mark has made sure that this is the biggest, most globalist, how do you like that, folks? Internationalist, everywhere, 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 pet podcast grouping. Now, Joy, if you will tell us a little bit how Trig really protected you. although he was on the other side?
Yes, it was in 2019, 2 years after he transitioned, and I had just bought a black lab ring. It was a ring with a figure of a black lab on the top of your finger, and I had worn it for the first time one day on the way to the dentist, and on my way to the dentist, I had a wreck, a bad wreck, where someone ran the stoplight, and even though I was in a Hummer, it was totaled, and just the whole front of it was gone. It was a bad wreck, and I should have been injured more than I was. But when they were putting me in the ambulance, I was just, everything was so chaotic. But I remember the lady, the EMT, she pointed at my ring and told me she loved my ring. Well, I thought she was talking about one of my diamonds. But she said, no, the one with the black lab. And she was pointing at the black lab ring that I wear, of course, and, you know, because of Trig, to remind me of Trig. And I feel that that was him directing her attention to bring that up as his way of showing me that he was with me to help calm me, because I was so, my nerves, I was so upset, and just my blood pressure was going crazy. And he knew that he could calm me, and he did, because once she did that and I started talking about him, it calmed me enough to where I was okay.
And you know, something like that, there's not a coincidence, because if you're in a car crash and you're having to be loaded onto an ambulance, you're not going to have the person say, oh, excuse me, let's talk about your jewelry, because that is not what they came to do, and that's not what they're trained to do. So a lot of things that we mentioned earlier about how to get more signs is, don't have expectations about exactly what they're going to send, because every pet sends a different example of how to help you. And they have, some will come by you with dreams. Some will be like Joy, where Trig initiates a conversation that changes the whole tenor of like an accident scene into Joy talking about something wonderful and happy. So don't have expectations of how they're going to help you, but they protect you in ways that you don't want to miss. But at the same time, say, has this ever happened before? And you'll say to yourself, well, no, because you don't think an EMT in the middle of a massive car wreck is going to be, let's look at the lab ring and talk about that. That's just like, no. And what were other ways, Joy, that he protected you from the other side?
Yes, and this one was from the other side, but it was actually before I even met him. It was in another car wreck. And my boyfriend at the time, he was driving 90 and had the cruise set. And the car, he fell asleep when he was driving. So the car, when the highway turned, the car went straight through trees and it went down a really deep ravine off the highway. And there were some people pretty much right behind us that saw the wreck, and they ended up stopping. It turns out their daughter had been killed in that same spot just months before.
You are kidding me.
No, and I know that was just terrible for them to witness another person having a wreck in the same spot. I'm sure it brought back all kinds of feelings for them, but they stopped to help us. And they had to climb down through the woods to get to us. And then they helped us climb out of the car, and they pulled out my boyfriend. They helped us get up, back up the hill to their car, where they could call for the ambulance and just let us have a warm place to sit in while we waited for help to come. And one of them asked, they asked if we had a barking dog in the car. And although I did have a small little puppy with us that was okay, he checked out at the vet and everything, he did end up being okay, but he was terrified and in shock. And he was down by the gas pedal where he had just, I don't know if he got knocked into the floor, but he was hiding and not making a noise. So he never barked. And I would have, you know, thought of it if he did, but he never barked. And so they said that there was a dog barking the whole time they were approaching the car and trying to find out where we were, because it was at nighttime. And I feel that that was Trig, now that I know he's my guardian angel and that they are with you from your first breath to your last. I feel that that was him guiding these people to help me during this terrible accident, where in the middle of the night, no one would have known where we were. It was way back in the woods off the highway. There were no houses around and there were no dogs barking anywhere. But the people that helped said they had a dog barking that pretty much led them to exactly where we were. And it was not our puppy that was in the car. He was
Whoa, that sort of gave me chills. But, you know, people haven't understood it. We're getting ready to talk about later how pets can be guardian angels. And basically, when you have a pet that is a guardian angel, let me tell you the traits about them when we come back after our sponsor.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CATTREETRAY.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Now that we're back, and thank you sponsors for being with us today, a guardian angel pet is a pet that has known you throughout eternity, and they come during your lifetime to work with you. Now, there's a difference between a guardian angel pet and a spirit guide pet, and we're going to be having shows about that if you're interested. And we've got a new book coming out that's going to be explaining all of that and how they affect your life and how they interface with your life, and then how, when they get on the other side, they become part of the rest of your life as your eternal pet. And one of the things that's important is when you have a guardian angel pet, they watch over you. Say to yourself, have you ever thought that, wow, this can't be, wow, look at this good luck I'm having, or, you know, something's just watching over me. Well, that may be your guardian angel that's a pet. And when it comes time for them to come to Earth, which we'll teach you about all this later in other episodes, then you'll know that that's your guardian angel pet, because the minute you see them, basically your eyes will lock in and you'll go, I know you, and they know you as a human being, and your souls just go, we're together. And you'll feel this sense of home that you've never felt before. And that sense of home will take you through the lessons and the life curves that will be thrown to you while they come to walk with you on Earth through that journey. But a lot of times, before that guardian angel pet gets here, just like Trig did for Joy, they will interface in your life with strange things like, I hear a dog barking. Well, there's no dog. We're out in the middle of nowhere. It's night and this is a ravine. And there's no dog barking. Well, that was most likely Trig going, I got to take care of her and see that she's going to be okay, because I'm getting ready to come join her in a little while on Earth and she's got to be saved. So guardian angel pets can work with you pre the time they meet you and post the time that they meet you, because they do come down at a very dramatic time in your life to go through some of the most hardships that you're going to force and deal with in your life. And with that, you'll understand when you say, oh, you're my little angel. And a lot of people will go, you're crazy. That's just a dog. But you say, oh, no, they're my little angel. But that's your soul. And hear this. That's your soul acknowledging that, yes, they are your angel. And we'll have more about that in series to come. Have you any other examples, Joy, of him protecting you from the other side?
I do. And I just wanted to add that if you're ever in a situation and you have a pet that has transitioned, all you have to do is ask them to help you. One of my examples was when I was walking my chocolate lab, and this is the lab that grew up with Trig, the black lab that had transitioned. And me and the chocolate lab were walking down the sidewalk, and we heard a dog barking and running at, you know, like the sound of something, sounded like a horse running towards us. And I turned around, and it was coming right towards us in an aggressive way, and all I could think of was Trig, and I asked Trig to please help us, that Harley needed his help.
Now, what did you say? Did you say inside yourself, Trig, help me get out of this, or Trig, protect me? What did you say?
I said, Trig, please help. Please help me. Harley needs your help. We need your help. And the dog, it was a big husky running right to us. And as soon as he got almost touching us, nose to nose with Harley, because Harley had turned around also to see what was coming at us, it was just like he, all of a sudden, in a sliding kind of way, stopped, like something scared him and terrified him, and he ran away faster than he ran towards us, you know, when he was coming.
So how close did he come to you before Trig set up his force field so he couldn't get near you?
He was like probably 1 or 2 feet away from actually touching us or getting us.
Wow. And he just came from a full bore run to come get you into a sliding halt going, not touching these folks.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. And stuff like that is true, folks. It works. And if you've never had it, then it's an opportunity to expand your awareness. But when you have something like that, how did you know that you felt that Trig did answer you when you had said help?
Well, not only because I asked him, but because he's always been my protection. I've always turned to him when he was in physical form. He protected me so many ways. I talked about the walk with the alligator, but there were so many times. And I know he protects me, and I know it's him. It's just a knowing that I have.
Is it a feel? Do you feel warm in your heart? Or is it just a knowing that's like, yep, my boy's doing his job?
Yes, I feel warm and comforted. It's just as if I'm hugging him. It's the same feeling, but it's also me knowing he's doing what he came to do and thus protecting me.
So, on that note, if you've got a story about how your pet has protected you from the other side, send it to us at PetLifeRadio.com, and you will find that we will, if it's something wonderful, we'd love to have you share it on the air and tell other folks, because we'd like to expand the awareness that pets are more than they are just on Earth, that they're just as strong and just as viable and just as interactive when they're on the other side. So thanks for listening today. We want to give a shout out to everybody that has come back into our fold and listened to our new podcast. Pass us on. We're going to be doing new things this year about animal communication and healing and all sorts of wider scope for the show. And we want to ask you to follow us on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and everywhere. And if you want some of my books, they're over on Amazon. So thanks for listening today. Joy, thanks for being here. And Mark, thanks for making all this happen. Bye-bye-bye.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.